My guests on Simply Folk are the Kraus Family Band, and the core of the band consists of two sisters, Katie and Ruthie, and their dad, Rick. And there's also an honorary family member here as well. That's guitarist Rick Evans. And the band has been featured a couple of times now on A Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor, and they're known for performing originals and some traditional roots music, and especially for their close harmonies. Well, welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are set up in Buck's studio with our grand piano and all kinds of instruments all over the place. So why don't we get started with a song? What would you like to start with?
Well, we'll start out with a tune that we wrote. It's called Time Has a Way. One, two, three.
Right along,
Time Has a Way is the name of the song. What a great song. And the boy, the three-part harmonies at the end was beautiful to listen to. Yeah. So that's an original. Who wrote it, or how do you come up with your originals?
Well, I wrote that one, and primarily I write the tunes as a band, and Ruthie chimes in on verses, and has written several nice instrumental tunes and some lyrical songs as well. Katie can write tunes as well, as can Rick, but I seem to have been hogging the music stand lately. I don't know why, but these, you know, the songs just come about, some like a lot of people would say, you know, out of experiences and just different things that inspire this aspiring songwriters along the way. And so it just kind of, as you get older and you work with people that are older than myself, even, you know, you start to see that a lot of things in life become I guess kind of fade away as you look beyond and things, so to say. I see this a lot in situations where I work during the day and whatnot, and so that's kind of where this song came out.
It's meaningful. Nice song.
Thank you.
So how did you three come together? Well, obviously you're a family, so you've probably been making music together for a long time. How did it start out?
Oh, started with Katie and my dad. Mostly they were singing at weddings and stuff. And then when I got old enough, I got to start adding in harmonies and stuff, and started playing the violin in fourth grade orchestra.
Fourth grade in public school?
In public school.
I love to hear
in Middleton. And that was painful for my dad to listen to. So,
it was actually joyous and painful at the same time.
So I started taking lessons with a great fiddle player named Chris Wagner in Madison.
Oh, Chris has been here on the show.
Oh, sure. I'm sure.
He's wonderful.
He's
a
great musician.
Multi-instrumentalist.
Love Chris.
And from what I understand, a very generous and giving kind of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But a funny thing about Ruthie playing the fiddle, it wasn't as painful as me playing. When Ruthie was like 2 years old, she called everything a song, you know, so if I'd play the harmonica, she'd go grab it and say, "Play that song, Daddy," or she'd get my guitar out, "Play that song." So I had the violin. I said, "Well, I'm going to try to play this fiddle." And it belonged to her mother, who played the one that she has in her hands presently. And so I got it out. I'm scratching away, and it's so painful to try to play and listen to. And Ruthie looked up at me in her two-year-old eyes and said, "Put that song away, Daddy." So, anyway, I said, "I'll put it away, but you have to learn to play it when you get older." And I'm grateful that she did.
Well, and fourth grade orchestra, and look what it developed into. Yeah, very nice. Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Well, you know, we just lost a wonderful musician, one of the great, great singers of all time, and anybody that sings harmony is, I think, a fan and owes something to the great Phil Everly, who sang with his brother Don. And so we were going to try to do a tune here to honor Phil and Don Everly, and was actually written by Miss Carol King and I think a man named Mr. Greenwood, that they wrote together on just a whim. But she wrote "Crying in the Rain" when she was a young lass, probably not even yet out of her teens, and I believe Phil and Don Everly first recorded "Crying in the Rain," so we'll give that one a go.
You won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. But since we're not together, I'll look for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you'll never see. Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain.
In honor of Phil Everly, the Everly Brothers, Crying in the Rain. And as you mentioned, that's a song written by Carole King. Yeah, great singer-songwriter.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I mentioned in the introduction that you have appeared a couple of times on A Prairie Home Companion. So I have to ask you, I've been listening to that show for decades, it seems like, and I've never been to a live one. What was the experience like doing a live Prairie Home Companion?
It was really something to see. It's like a machine, how that whole show works. They just have this incredible house band who just, they almost breathe together the way they play. You know, if Garrison Keillor wants a little different groove on a song, he just has to say one word and they all know. And it was pretty amazing, but we didn't exactly know what we were going to play until a couple minutes before the show when we got our our list of the order. So that was a little bit nerve-wracking, but also so exciting and unreal when you see the curtain open and there's just a sea of people. There's nothing like that.
Unless you go to Bob's Barbecue Emporium in
exactly.
Arena.
Yeah.
And which we love to play at. We'll be appearing at Bob's in the near future. But
why don't we have some more music? What would you like to do next? Will this be an original or?
Yes, we'll go back to our original tunes here.
And I see that Rick Krause has picked up the banjo. You put down your guitar.
I was hoping you wouldn't say who it was, so people say, oh, that banjo playing. No.
And you've got the harmonica right there.
Yes,
right
I do. I don't think I'll play it on this tune, okay. But it's just a part of me here, so mm-hmm. I just keep it on.
So it kind of lives around you.
And it's, retainer.
It's my retainer, yeah. It keeps
sand
me grounded.
Shoulder.
I fall over if I take it off. It messes with my balance, like getting here. The hairs cut off my ears, you know. But this tune here, Stephanie, is one that I wrote here. It's fairly new, you know. Thinking about when I was a kid, there was an old fella in the town down in, the old town, Lenexa, Kansas, which is now gobbled up in suburbia of Kansas City. But there was definitely a small town groove, and now that little part of the town is become kind of a museum, if you will. It's kind of, they have little things there, but going on. But there was an old fella there that we used to. I always kind of think he was kind of like Clayton Delaney. Tom T. Hall wrote that. You know, a guy that when you're a kid you go listen to, and he'd play guitar and get a little jugged up on Old Crow or whatever. But he was kind of a spiritual guy too. And so this is a tune that we wrote. It's called "The More I Learn, the Less I Really Know." 1, 2, 3,
and. A new man, a Calvin hand, wore his overalls on Sunday. He cut bait and sold for half a dollar. He liked to chew and talk to you about the days when he was younger, before the world moved like a wrecking ball. Singing fa da dee da la. diddle-a-day, day, fa-da-diddle of a morning, before the world moved like a wrecking ball. We'd while away a summer's day in Old Town Lenexa, listen to the locusts buzzing in the willow tree. Cal shook his head and then he said, as my days are growing shorter, the more I learn, the less I really know. Singing fa-da-dee-da-la-dee-da-la-day, fa-da-dee-da-la of the morning, the more I learn, the less I really know. Cal's Bible, there in front, a letter from his mother. She said, Cali boy, you brought me joy, as my days have grown shorter, the more I learn, the less I really know. Sing fa-da-dee-da-la-dee-da-la-day, fa-da-dee-da-la of a morning, the more I learn, the less I really know. Of a morning, the more I learn, the less I really know.
Isn't that the truth? The more you learn, the more you know you don't know somehow. What a great song.
It's humbling. It's humbling that way.
Yeah. So were you born and raised in Kansas, Rick?
Yes, on the south of Kansas City, and was exposed to a lot of different music there. And my mother, her people are from the southwest area of Missouri, and we used to go spend time down there. I never heard my granddad play the fiddle. He passed when I was 7, but we have a picture of him playing. He used to play barn dances and, down there in Missouri with that Missouri-style fiddling. I'm a Jayhawker, but with affiliations and affections towards Missouri as well. So,
I hope you don't get any hate mail after that.
Well, that's okay. I don't have a mailbox anymore.
Kansas City is also known for a certain brand of blues. Did that have any influence on you growing up?
Big, big influence. We had a lot of 78s and old records. My mom and my dad were both into that. That was one thing they grew. My dad liked good old, honky tonk country music that we listened to. He had a tavern down there, the old hard stool bar stools there, called the Santa Fe Bar and Grill. And they also had old blues, old Count Basie, who had a pretty good stint in there, and Jay McShann, and some old just a great Kansas City style kind of blues jazz. Jump music, and my mom, and as you know, my mom and dad didn't get along real well, but yet I do remember them dancing some stuff, to some Kansas City blues or the Hucklebuck or whatever they were playing on the 78,
Hard to sit still with some of that music.
I'm telling you.
Yeah,
we loved it, though.
Well, why don't we have another song? What would you like to do next?
Well, this tune here, I wrote after, I'm kind of a Civil War enthusiast, but yet love to read about it. I mean, it's hard to be an enthusiast about war, but yet it definitely defines our country, I think, and who we are in many ways. But this was a song, and I was watching public television and saw show which called A Good Death. I don't know if you remember that or not, but it was and a lot of things about how people died in their homes in the Victorian age and such, and they, you know, there were no nursing homes or hospitals to speak of like that. So they're used to being surrounded by pillows and comforters and their family and their loved ones and cool wash rags and as they made their journey. And so this tune was written by a soldier. Actually, I took bits and pieces of this letter that he had written as he was dying on the battlefield. And they found many letters of soldiers, apparently, and as they lay there. And I think in their own heart and mind, these young men were trying to conjure up, if you will, or live in a place where they put themselves in this place of a good death, even though they're dying in such horrendous matter, so to say. But so that's what this tune is. I'm gonna grab this harp.
You've got quite a collection of harmonicas.
They all look alike, but they taste different, each one. So I got my C for cinnamon out here, which I really like. So, but we'll, and so this tune is called A Letter to Mother. So we'll try this one. I'm wounded here unto death.
Elsa,
lie still and take my rest.
Ooh, I smell the blood. Lilacs rising in the air. Ooh, I see you hang the sheet on the line there. Mother, troop has gone ahead. And I
lie here among the dead.
I hear you singing sweet as the daylight fades.
Daylight fades.
I feel your loving hand. I am not afraid.
Not afraid.
Captain has won o'er the grave.
To Mother, the Kraus Family Band. You have a gig coming up this weekend, Saturday, February 1st, in Oconomowoc.
Yes, yes, at the Oconomowoc Art Center, which
it's a great location right between Milwaukee and Madison,
yes.
So hopefully you'll have a nice turnout. Why don't we end with one more song? What would you like to finish up with?
Should we do Where'd the Innocents Go, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have the right flavor harmonica on for that anyway. So this one's called Where Do the Innocents Go? And we'll try it out for you here.
Sometimes at night as I slumber and wait for the morning light, how things came to be so uptight. Where did the innocence go? Away like a bird in the autumn, or maybe like a too long forgotten. Oh, bring back the simple joys I knew before. Before my heart knew pretension, and oh, by the way, did I mention that I've been thinking about that time?
Family Harmony, the Kraus Family Band, as well as Rick Evans, the honorary member of the Kraus Family. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your time and talent with listeners here at Wisconsin Public Radio. We really appreciate it.
Oh,
thank you so much,
you.
Stephanie. We're grateful, honored to be here. It's a wonderful show.
Thanks.